Welcome back. I just wanted to share with you, I know it's been a while since I've been on here, a long while, but I got moved and settled in my new place, and just wanted to share with you that on November 1st of 2023, my cancer came back, and there are two tumors, and they're both inoperable, and it's, yes, it is in my perineum area. One is around my iliac artery, and the other one is a lymph node next to where my ureter is. And on December 6th, I had to have a stent placed between my bladder and my kidney to keep that open from that lymph node. I just wanted to share with you that this journey, this next journey, has been something else. I finally got all my dental work done, so if I sound funny, I just had that done last week, so I apologize for that. But I wanted to share with you my emotions that I was going through at the time. That they told me. I was really angry with the doctor because he knew 2 days before my doctor's appointment and he didn't call and tell me. And I was kind of a little upset with that. But, you know, I don't know how to put that. I mean, you know, it's kind of like I let it go now. But, you know, it's just kind of the initial shock of saying, oh my gosh, it's back again. And it's like it's going to be a harder battle this time. I did meet with him a week ago, and which now we're into the new year, and the medication that they're going to give me is going to be a little strenuous on the heart, and I'm kind of, you know, I'm not going to lie, I'm scared a little bit. I am. They did pull me off my blood pressure medication when I had the surgery. Because I didn't need it. So, I don't know. I go in for echocardiogram next week. And, you know, it's, just to get a baseline on my heart. I'm just kind of like, my kids don't think I'm going to make it, which is like really, thanks for the support, kids, you know. But it's okay. I mean, I'm sure they're like scared too. But, I'm not going to deny that they have the feelings of being scared and the outcome of everything. So I'm just kind of like, I don't know. I'm at not really a standstill, but a slow move. And it's just kind of, I don't know. I know I have to get my P's and Q's in a row and, or I should say my ducks in a row. But, just in case, and I'm not looking forward to that, you know, it's kind of like a finalization. Monday I go in and talk to the, they call it cancer education, which basically what it is they get me familiar with the oncology, place over there, and, it's, I don't know, in my face kind of thing, I guess. You know, I just have like, I think God's got a really good plan for me. I don't know what it is. Sometimes I get scared of what it is, but you know, I know he's there with me 100%. I can't do this by myself. And the things that I know from, learned from last time I had it, I'm changing this time because I know what didn't work last time for my recovery from all this stuff. And I just kind of, I have to change that to make sure that my mental and my spiritual and my physical well-being is good. I'm just kind of in the process of processing it still, I guess. My first chemo is going to be in first week of February, so I kind of have a deadline to get everything all set up and ready to go. I just have not figured out, I have a child that, an adult child that has pulled away since then. And it's okay. And, if that's their deal, that's their deal. I'm sure they're working through it the best that they know how. I still talk to them. And it's just that I know that there is a, wedge there. And that really hurts my heart. But, everybody's got their own path to go down. And eventually, she's not a God follower. And eventually, I believe, I just kind of like, not sure. I pray all the time for my children. We had an absolute wonderful Christmas with all the kids here, and that was really great. And that's kind of spooky because I haven't had my one child here ever at any of our Christmases, and it was just really, it's nice. It's nice to make plans like that and to see how everybody reacts. Of course, we had the Saran Ball, and man, that was so fun. That was really so fun. We had a lot of food, and I'd like to have more of those kind of holidays, or just not on the holidays, but weekends, on a Sunday dinner, or, I don't know how to express myself in a way where I don't come off as being the mom, as like a, sometimes I come off as being demanding, and, I have to go back and apologize. It's just that it's no excuse for that. So there's some things I'm still trying to change. But maybe some of that is just me. I don't know. But I'm trying to change my character defects for the better. I'm finding out a lot about myself this time around. I don't feel quite alone this time as I did last time after my husband left a year and a half or so ago. Anyway, it's like it's different. I don't have that loneliness that I had before. And I think I attribute that to God within myself, the Holy Spirit. And I think that is a major foundation. And I know I've said it in previous podcasts that God is a major foundation of getting through most cancer, or all the cancer diagnosis. I did find out that my old therapist I had last time was diagnosed with leukemia, and now he's fighting his battle, and I pray for him too, because I know the struggle. And I just, he's such a wonderful person and a wonderful being that, I think and I believe that God has a great journey for him once he's through this. And I just pray for his family too. I've lost a lot of people to cancer in this last, 6 months to a year. It's been really hard, and some has been ex-family or ex-in-laws. And so, that's kind of the scary part of all this. It's not easy. My one child's grandmother on her dad's side was diagnosed 1 week, and they did chemo the next, and she was gone. That's the kind of stuff I think about. I know it's like, you get in your head and you like really think about stuff like that. And it's like, man, I think I look at it as at least she didn't have to go through the journey of going through all of it for a long period of time. And I shouldn't be that way. But, she was an older lady. I think she was in her late 60s, early 70s, I think. And, I just kind of like, She was a really good person. She was. I just don't know how to perceive some stuff anymore, as far as that goes. I have found a cousin that I didn't know I had in my church family. We were researching our family history, and by golly, I found out that she's a cousin. So that was pretty awesome to know that we got more extended family than what we have up here. So, it's kind of pretty cool. But I guess I'm just kind of like not sure where I'm going with this podcast, but I just kind of wanted to update you on what's been going on. I don't know. This whole cancer thing, there's got to be some kind of, you have to watch the food you eat, and, it's a lot of it to me. I've really educated myself a little bit on what we actually put in our bodies and how they process it, and I'm really trying to change my eating habits, but because of my teeth now, eating salads and stuff is out of the question. I've had to be on soft foods, which is getting pretty boring. But I did have, believe it or not, last night I had a burrito, but I went and bought me a little, it's kind of like a little mini ninja or whatever it is. And I took the ground beef and the beans and chopped them all up. And, that was great, and I put some cheese on it and sour cream. I can't do spicy yet because I have to wait, but, Anyway, it was pretty good. I could handle that. And then last night I had baked potato and roast beef, and I kind of did the same thing. It kind of reminded me of hash. So, hey, if it works, I can get some real food in me. I just have to, go about a different way. I go in for my denture thing on the end of the month, and get that set up, and hopefully we'll have dentures before too long so I can start eating my vegetables again. And, it's very humbling, and you don't realize I never realized when you don't have teeth what you can't chew, and it's like, oh my gosh, there has to be a better way for people to get dentures that don't have them. I know it's not really, it's expensive. That's no doubt. It is expensive. But, I think it's well worth it, but there has to be some government thing that can, some kind of process that you can do to get help with it. I know that the hoops and everything you have to jump through with financial assistance or that kind of thing, it gets to be monotonous. It does. I'm not going to lie. It's like being like examined all over again. It doesn't matter how hard you try and exactly what you need. A lot of it is financial when you have cancer. We all know that bills pile up. I just had a creditor call me yesterday, and they told me in order for me to, I called the financial place at the hospital, and in order for me to get financial help, I have to have my ex's work history and his taxes from last year. And I told her, I said we're not divorced. I said, who can afford it? I said, I'm on a limited income. And and I said, number two, I said, he left me, so it's kind of like I really don't want anything to do with him, because it's just going to dredge up bad, I just don't want the hassle of hearing his sarcasm and stuff, And it's kind of like, that's my past, you know, this is me. And it's like, you know, I know that they want to make sure that I'm, you know, people aren't lying and all this stuff. But when you still sit there and tell them the truth and you have everything else but his taxes and what he made, it's kind of like frustrating because, you know, it's still hanging on. And it's like, I have no ill will towards the man. I don't. I pray that he is happy. I pray that God has given him a direction in his life. I just don't want it in mind because I'm quite content. And maybe this is something I need to look at. Maybe I need to figure out a way to divorce him. I don't know financially how I'm going to do it, but I'm thinking about that too. But, you know, anyway, back to finances, you know, I know it's sometimes a pain in the butt, but I tell you, you know, once you get past the thinking of, oh, I owe money, you know what, your main focus should be on you getting healthy, the bills will be there later, you know, just, I don't know, sorry about that, I hit my mic, I talk with my hands, so, you know, it's crazy, I don't know, you know, things are, they're looking up. I'm really content. God's directing me where I need to go. He has blessed me. It was funny. I was like, before the first of the year, I had been praying about God, please let them call me for a short call. You know, which means is to get me in to get these teeth pulled because I went to an oral surgeon. Well, they had it set for January 23rd. And I was like, please, 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 let them call soon. And I just went in to see my oncologist. And on that afternoon, they called me and said, we can get you in tomorrow. And I was like, yes. You know, it was like, thank you, Jesus. So I know Jesus has got a plan for me. I know he's looking out after me. It's just, you know, sometimes you just want that Jesus hug. You know, that hug that you just, you know what I'm talking about. You know how it feels. You can't describe it. It's there. And for those that are really hesitant yet about God, don't be. Don't be. Give yourself to him 100% fully. I can't reiterate that enough. Because, you know what, I know things sometimes seem really bleak and dim, you know, just dim and not, you know, no hope. But you know what? Even in that time, Jesus has got your back. He is carrying you. And he will always be there. Always. It doesn't matter. You know, I went through a bout where I was like, angry at him right after I got diagnosed, and I went without praying to him, or, you know, I'd talk to him once in a while, or I'd have him in my head. I didn't give up my faith, but I was just angry because it's like, oh, why are you doing this? You know, well, he's got his reasons, and why am I questioning those reasons? So it took me a little bit. It's like a grieving process. You know, I was angry, I cried. I was angry, I cried. And it just like, I finally come to terms with it and I'm at peace with it. And it's like, you know, hey, what can I say? You know, I just know that Jesus works for me. And I can't guarantee that, you know, I'm going to be recovered from cancer, I guess you want to say, or in remission again, I don't know. But I do know that during that process, Jesus is going to be there with me. I have a person that I love very dearly, and she is very anti-God. Very angry at the fact because of what she grew up in. And, you know, I really believe that that's why I'm here. You know, and I just pray and pray and pray that those of you that have not got God yet, or that are deciding whether or not, or if you're angry, if you're still mad at him, you know, talk to him. He loves you. I mean, if I always think of it like this, no matter what I go through, it's nothing, nothing compared to what he went through that day on Calvary. Nothing. And it's like, you know, it's like I know the end of it. I know that Jesus is, you know, is going to be there, and I know that he has a place for me. I know he does. And, you know, it's like, why would he have fought so hard for me? You know, why would he have put stuff in my way to get me to turn to him every time? And it's like, you know, I can't deny that. I have to be there 100%. And I'm trying. Sometimes I'm at 18%. Sometimes I am at 99.9%. But I'm there. My faith never wavers. I stand on that. It's a foundation of my life. It doesn't mean I like it. Some days I don't like it, and I tell him so. You know, we have a conversation. I mean, he knows what I think. He knows what I'm going to say before I say it, you know. But I can tell him anything I want to because I know he won't judge me. I mean, he knows that I'm human. Like I said, I shouldn't say he won't judge me because I'm sure he will when he gets up there or when I get up there. But, you know, the thing of it is that I can't deny it. I can't deny my sins because that's what I did. And, you know, I'm not going to bargain. I'm not going to say, hey, you know, what I did it. No. Yeah, you're right. I did it. I own it. I own my stuff. And then I let it go. One thing that I have learned out of this last year and a half is that forgiveness plays a very, very important key in recovery. And it's just not in from cancer. It is in recovery from alcoholism. I mean, because I deal with that too. I'm still not a smoker. I'll be clean 3 years in March from cigarettes. But this, when I was diagnosed, I so wanted a cigarette. I had to turn around and walk away from several people that were smoking in my family, and it's like, I had to go away. I had to go. I just couldn't. I couldn't deal with it because I sat there and I was craving that cigarette because that's how I used to handle stress. Drinking is not an option for me still. It's just not. It's God took that desire away, and I thank him every day for that. But I'm not going to, you know, I sat there and I look and I see, the coping mechanisms that I used to use to deal with stress. And I don't have to use those today. I use Jesus. And that's what it is I use Jesus. It's a fact of life for me. It is, it's my salvation. I mean, he is my salvation and he is my light. I try to be a better person. I'm right now trying to work on my cussing. I've got it down to like 3 or 4 cuss words a day. I think the other day I did 1 cuss word. So I'm doing better, a lot better. And that's my goal, is to, you know, not cuss and be a better person. And it's like, it is so hard on a daily basis. It is so hard. And not just with cussing, but on our character defects. You know, like just getting through life. And, you know, it's okay. It is okay. But forgiveness is so important. You know, we all know that Jesus is coming back. And that's my opinion. You guys may not agree with it, but that's okay too. But I know he's coming back. And I want to be ready. I want to go with him. And it's like, I don't know how to. I think the biggest thing is when it is my time to go, I would rather go when Jesus comes in the clouds than have to sit there and, or lay there and die slowly. I don't want to do that. I went through that with my parents. I don't want my kids to go through that. That's just crazy. Crazy, crazy. And it's just, I know how torturesome it was for me watching my mom die. And I couldn't do it with my dad. I literally stayed home, and my older brothers and sisters, you know. I mean, I went up and I spent a little time with him and stuff, but to sit there and wait, it was horrible. I didn't like watching the process. And, you know, so I don't want to put my children through that either. But I'm going to continue to do podcasts regularly, hopefully, by the grace of God. I'm back up and running, and we'll see what happens. But thank you for coming back, and thank you for listening. If you get anything out of this, by all means, let me know. It's been a journey so far. So, with that, I want to wish everybody a great new year. Be safe and peace out.